It's time for the Millionaires Roundtable, a daily wealth-building talk show hosted by America's hip-hop money guru, Lynn Richardson. On the station that can make a dollar holla, the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. And I have been speaking about proceeding with caution. The harvest is here. The time is now, but you won't get to reap if you're not here. So we've all got to proceed with caution. I've been talking about wisdom. Wisdom is what you need to get what you want, but it's also what you need to keep what God wants for you. If you get the money without wisdom, you won't have any. If you get the relationship without wisdom, it'll drain you. If you get the business without wisdom, it'll crash. So we don't want to burn. We don't want to crash. We want to proceed with caution. Wisdom, we understood, was number one. Law and order is the next thing we understood. And we started out with several laws that we need to adhere to. And the first one is the law of difference, understanding that it is the thing about you that is different that is going to make you stand out. So embrace your difference. Embrace what is unique about you. Embrace that mouth, that head, those feet, the way you talk, whatever it is, the way you do your thing. Embrace that thing. The second law that we talked about was the law of the mind. Your mind is your greatest asset. Christ needs to be the hero of it. When we have the mind of Christ, we can make great decisions, and we're going to invest in our minds like we invest in Christmas clothes, shoes, purses. We're going to invest in our minds. The law of recognition, that was the third law. It said that everything you need is near you, merely waiting on your recognition. So what you need is right there. It's not out in these streets. So as we proceed with caution, I want to welcome someone who is no stranger. She is a legend, an icon, my friend, business partner, and sister, MC Light. Welcome to the Millionaires Round. I should say welcome back to the Millionaires Roundtable.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you, as always. And I love what you're talking.
Yes, yes. See, we got to do this thing. We've got to, you know, and folks may say, well, what does this have to do with the Millionaires Roundtable? Aren't you supposed to talk about stocks and bonds and investing? Absolutely. But if you don't proceed with caution, you're not going to have anything to get any money with. So we've got to keep it moving. So I know, like, that you heard me kind of speak about this on other occasions. When you hear proceed with caution, what does that mean for you specifically in this time? And specifically, I saw a post from Ricky Smiley, and he was really going in talking about all the thoughts that he's having, people dying. And then I've seen so many other posts where people have said, you know, I've been living for 70, 80, 90 years, and they've never seen anything like this. And I have said, this is a different time. And I want everybody to open their eyes, proceed with caution, because we're not going back to the old normal. There will be a new normal, very different, if you make it through this emotionally, mentally, spiritually, financially, and physically. So what does that mean for you, like, proceed with caution?
Oh, goodness. It actually covers so many aspects of life when I hear that. First off, when I hear it, it's not something that I throw to the wind. I take it really seriously, because I'm always looking for a message that's coming through from God. And so if I hear proceed with caution, that means with everything. That means not only with COVID, because, I mean, you have to proceed with caution. No one knows exactly what's happening, but there are precautions that we can put in place. And so for that, I will say I am extremely serious about moving with caution. And if that means wearing my mask wherever I need to be, that's what is going to happen. If it means being 6 feet from folks, then that is what is going to happen. So that's just in that area of life. But then you come into relationships, and proceed with caution doesn't mean you can't be open to the possibilities, but it does mean that you need to be careful. You need to be full of care on how it is that you deal with people, because we've seen in a not so distant past, folks are wiped out by someone who loved them in front of their children.
Wow.
They had together. So I would say to make sure of those signs that you see in any area of life, not just relationships, but the signs that you may run into or that God may put in front of you for you to take heed to. And then, of course, there's finances. I want to move with caution. I want to spend where it's necessary, because right now, as you said, we don't know what is going on. You know, so the most you can do is ready yourself for the storm. And I know a lot of people like to run with the motto, well, I can't take it with me if something were to happen to me, or you know, you got to have some fun sometimes, or I got to treat myself every once in a while. All of those models are cool, but not in these times. And these times call for precautionary measures, specifically as it relates to those who have family and who are part of a bigger sort of ecosystem in terms of children and parents and siblings and so on and so forth. So my number one thing, and it always has been since I met you, Lynn, and you schooled me, is insurance. Insurance is one of the most important things to have for you and your family members to assure that you can live life after and not be strapped.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so glad you mentioned that, because and I know we're talking about proceed with caution, and we're going to get to the remaining laws because folks have been waiting for them. But I don't think I would be even fair if I did not share this very, very important message from one of my colleagues. I have seen over the past a couple of weeks, you know, just folks, people passing and GoFundMe accounts. And, you know, I said, you know, GoFundMe is not life insurance. And I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because we absolutely positively have to deal with that. So I'm going to see if I can get MJ on with this very important message that he had to share.
So that you are too big and grown to be walking on this earth right now with no life insurance. Nephew son Marco's nodding his head like,
yeah, that's real.
It's real, because that's real. The reality is this. So many people walk around here with no life insurance, and then something, heaven forbid, happened to them. And their family is left grieving, but they're not just grieving the loss of you, but they're grieving the fact that you left them with that. These people are sitting up here, and they're worried about the fact that they lost mother, they lost father, they lost sister, cousin, brother, aunt, uncle. But what they're really grieving is the fact that you have literally changed the trajectory of their life, because you've left them with debt. Now they got to run their credit cards. Now they got to beg family and friends for money.
Make GoFundMes.
We're making GoFundMes. You know how embarrassing that is for your family? When the reality is that you could have got a life insurance policy, but you chose not to, because what? Because you didn't want to talk about death. There's two certainties in life, my dear. Death and taxes. You can't avoid either of them, okay? So if you want to be mature and be grown for a minute, deal with it, okay? You don't want to, you don't have life insurance, you say, well, I don't think I can afford it. You know what gets me is that people will say they think they can't afford life insurance. Meanwhile, they've never actually talked to an insurance producer before, because if you have, then what you will know is that you can literally design policies to fit your budget with a lot of carriers. So when you sit down with a life insurance producer, and you can do life insurance over the phone now, you will be able to tell them, hey, this is how much I can spend on insurance. right? Versus this is what I can't spend. And then they will design a policy, if they're able to, that fit your budget or close to your budget. If they're not doing that, then you're talking to the wrong insurance producer. Beyond that, people say, well, I don't have it because of my health. I've been turned down before. There are so many insurance carriers out here. With our company, for example, we're not an insurance carrier, but we're an agency that works with multiple different insurance carriers. And we have carriers that can cover you age 0 to age 85 independent of what your health is. You could be diagnosed with cancer, HIV, any number of health issues. What'd you say?
It don't matter.
It doesn't matter at all. So my point is that you are literally harming your family's financial future by choosing not to have a vital conversation that you need to be having right now. It can take less than 15 minutes to get a life insurance policy. You don't have to pay when you sign up. You only pay when the policy is issued. So it's not like if you want to sign up for a policy today that you got to pay for it today. No, you can schedule that thing out so you're not jumping right into it until maybe you get your next paycheck and so on and so forth. But more important than anything else, you can set yourself to have the peace of mind of knowing that no matter what happens tomorrow, no matter what happens today, that you're financially secure and so is your family. And on another note, what you can do with life insurance, although a lot of us don't want to talk about this, we always like to talk about how as a community we need to create generational wealth, yakety yakety yak 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 yak. But the bottom line is this: isn't life insurance a great generational wealth tool?
You know what? He just broke it down. My business partner, Malcolm MJ Harris. I have MC Life. This is the Millionaires Roundtable. Go to AskLynn.org right now. AskLynn.org right now if that message impacted you. We'll be right back with Proceed with Caution. We have to take a break. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. Proceed with caution. MC Light, now, did you catch your breath from Malcolm with that? Come on.
I caught my breath, but it wasn't easy.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, he's giving it to you raw. And the truth is, yes, why leave your loved ones not only to foot the bill, but to go through the anguish and anxiety of having to do it already? You know, it's already twisted because you're mourning the death of someone you love. And then you got to put that other hat on to try to work through how financially you're going to take care of it without it messing up everything that you have going on.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's extremely disrespectful and inconsiderate to not have life insurance.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. As we proceed with caution, this is one of the things that I'm saying. You know, I was saying it doesn't mean that you don't go outside at all. I am in favor of reopenings. I'm in favor of businesses booming. I'm in favor of it all. But the truth is, the more we go out, the more money we spend. You know, we went out to dinner last night, like, to send you off for your movie you're about to film, which you got to tell us all about that stuff, too. Yes, Light is about to go film a Jamie Foxx, Detari Turner production. So we're excited. So get ready for that. But what staying in a bit and coming backwards, we went out to dinner and spent a whole lot of money. When you go outside, you're spending money. And then you come inside, you don't have any. And then you depressed and don't want, you know, so it's that cycle. So as we proceed with caution, we get our dollar straight, we get our business straight, we get, you know, things in a place where we can start to see some progress and proceed with caution. So the next law that I'm going to talk about, this is the fourth law, and this is the law of two. And this is so appropriate. And this law basically says, two are necessary for multiplication. In the Bible, you know, it says one can slay 1,000, but two can slay 10,000. Not 2,000, 10,000. So when you have a teammate, it takes teamwork to make the dream work. When you have a business partner, when you have someone to be on the path with you to where you're trying to go, as you proceed with caution, if you can't see it, they will. If they can't see it, you will. Someone has your back, front, and side. So as we talk about this, like, what does that mean for you? Because We've now been working together. This is our 10th year. Like, it feels like forever. But the law of two, that's one of the things that we need to adhere to in this season of proceeding with caution.
Well, you know, for me, wherever I hear, two or more in his presence who are calling upon the Lord shall be answered.
Come on now.
And
preaching.
What I shall. Millionaires Roundtable audience is that there are power, there's power that lies in two. And I've come to know it really well with working with you. I mean, I've worked with several people throughout the years in the form of management, but you know what? As a matter of fact, I have to change that. I said working with. I wasn't working with them. They were working for me. But that didn't mean they had my cooperation.
Woo!
Yeah. And it didn't mean that I wanted to work. I just wanted to do the work that I know how to do. But there's other work involved with being an artist. There's other work being involved with being a CEO. There's other work in being involved as a leader. And for me to have stepped into that, it was very necessary for the two of us to work together. And I think that is why, God saw fit to bring us to one another so that we could build this empire.
Wow. Yeah. I wanted to help somebody, that's what it was. It's so interesting. The day that I sent the text to you to say, hey, do you want to start a foundation? I was number one in the company at Prudential. I had achieved, I guess, a historic feat of earning a position in the $1 million round table. That's the $1 million round table. I was in that before I became the host of the Millionaires round table. but I had achieved that feat in 6 months. I was number one in the company and all these other things. And more importantly, I was finishing seminary in my master's degree. I graduated magna cum laude from Trinity International University, one of the premier divinity institutions in the country. And I was ready for my mission, and my degree is in urban ministry. And I told people, I'm going to be in the world of hip hop, helping people get to the next level spiritually, financially. And, all of the old school preachers in my class, I was young. I didn't grow up in church. They knew the whole Bible, all of that stuff. And so they all looked at me like I was crazy. When I went to go work, look who looking now. I think they were laughing at me. Even at Prudential, when I said what I was going to do, in the financial services industry, and when I left the other company, I said what I was going to do. And I don't think people believed me. But I knew that I wanted to partner up. And I knew very early on that I didn't want to go out and help 50,000 people. I wanted to help one. And if I could help one person, then my work, could then multiply and so on and so forth. And what's so interesting about the law of two, everybody, it's not just anybody. Because although, and I want to be clear about this, MC Light is the greatest, the this, that, and the other, but I wasn't necessarily, I didn't have all her albums. She wasn't the one that I listened to mostly. I listened to a whole bunch of other folks, but when it came time for mission, now clearly I knew Light is a Rock and Cha 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 and so on and so forth, but in terms of a catalog, I was not a fan. Like, I was not, and when I say fan, I wasn't a fanatic. That's what the word kind of comes from. But I had an immense amount of respect. And so when I wanted to put my life into a mission with somebody else, I guess God told me to choose you, or he chose you for me, however it went. So the law of two, everyone, it is absolutely necessary for multiplication. We want you to proceed with caution. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm Lynn Richardson. MC Light is here with me. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm Lynn Richardson. MC Light is with me. We are talking about proceeding with caution. The fifth law. We're going to get to them all. There are seven, okay? We're dealing with proceeding with caution. We need wisdom, and then we need law and order. We have law and order, like the Ten Commandments. We got seven instructions, okay? The next one, light, is the law of place. And the law of place says where you are is just as important as what you are. Provision is in your divine place of assignment. For some of us, that means we need to sit still. For others of us, that means we need to go someplace else. And I saw a post, my sister Benita posted it. She said, do not belong, two separate words, where you don't belong. B-E-L-O-N-G, one word. Do not belong where you don't belong. And as much as I love Chicago, I go everywhere. I brag. Chi-Town is my town. It's the only place. It's even the New Yorkers. I'd be like, listen, y'all city is dirty. I'm sorry. I love y'all, but, that's just what it is. You know, we don't have garbage on the streets. We don't have our garbage on the streets in Chi-Town, okay? Our people figured out how to put the garbage somewhere else so the rats are not walking in between your feet. But that's a whole nother story. But when it was time for me to excel, I relocated to California, and I knew I had to go. And everybody in my family was in disagreement. I was coming by myself without Demetrius, without the kids, and everybody. And my father called me. It's like, what you doing? And I was like, if you need, well, you go live with them because I'm going to California. And of course, now we're here and everybody's like, oh, we're so happy. God is good. Yeah, because you done elevated to the moon. You done elevated to the moon. And I tried to tell you, and it's so funny, like, because sometimes Demetrius said, well, you know, I always got your back. I was like, not when we want to move to California. You tried to abandon me for a minute. He didn't leave, but he just didn't want to come. But the law of place, where you are, is just as important as what you are. And like, I mean, you tell the story of leaving New York and coming to California and people telling you the same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I always felt, even as a kid, that I was going to live in Los Angeles, California. I had never been, but it spoke to me. It said that it had the energy, it had everything that I needed to propel in the arena of the arts. And so I knew that this would be the place. And yeah, I had people from the record label saying, well, what you doing? People need to see you on the New York City streets because you're a hip hop artist. And now you done gone Hollywood or whatever it is they wanted to say. No, I had to do what was best for my mind and, for my passion, and which was entertainment.
Yes. So the law of place, that might mean you need to move to another spot. You trying to hold on to your house, your mortgage, or, something to that effect, and it might just not be yours to keep. And you've fallen in love with the walls, but the walls are not in love with you anymore. So we've got to really pay attention to what it is that we need to do when it's time to do something differently. It may be time to move to another job. It may be time to move to another city. Some of us, live in high cost states, and you might be better off someplace else, especially if you are in a position where you're blessed to be able to work from home. So, there are lots of things that we want to think about when it comes to the law of place. That's number five. The law of, here's the next one, and this one is huge. It's the law of honor. And it basically says, like, who you choose to honor determines your success. And who you choose to honor. Ooh. I have been, since day one, telling people, do not burn bridges. You might have to cross that bridge to save your life. Mm. Do not burn bridges. You might need to cross that bridge, or somebody might need to cross that bridge to save your life. Don't burn bridges. You might be in a situation where someone can save the life of a family member you love, but you burnt the bridge. So now how are you going to call and ask for help? Don't burn bridges. And who you choose to honor. And when it's time to go, if you don't want to stay at that church or that club or that location, Don't rebel against the people while you're there. If you can't stay, leave. Leave with honor and integrity and respect. Unfortunately, though, I think a lot of times people want to bash you and still collect your paycheck, you know, from you. Or they want to bash you but still get the benefits of the things that you provide and offer. And you can't have your cake and eat it too. You know, if you can no longer take it, move and leave. So, I mean, you talk about a lot of that in hip hop in your lyrics, like the law of honor. I think we've just forgotten what the word means.
Yeah, you're right about that. Boy, you record, because people will, they'll take all the benefits. You know, and I don't want to say people as in general, but a large amount of people operate that way. And, you know, it's up to all of us who actually have integrity to do what it is that you said. And that's to walk away, but having ended it prior to anyone becoming sour or bitter. And I think that comes with age. You know, it comes with wisdom. It comes with maturity. That when something is not working for you, you have to understand that either you've outgrown the space, you was never meant for the space, but that whole point of the struggle is because it's time for the next level. It's time for you to move and put something into action. And until then, you'll wind up suffering. That's what suffering is. It's sitting in the spot that you have outgrown and you don't know how to move your way out of it. That's what suffering is. And then when you start to suffer, all sorts of behavior comes out, which is kind of akin to what it was that you were saying in terms of talking about the very thing that is feeding you. So if you're getting a check from somebody, I'm always like this, suck it up.
Yep.
Suck it up. You know, I was in a really popular restaurant out here in LA, and I ran into these two folks, and they do hair and makeup for a very popular artist. And, you know, the guy was a little angry. He was like, you know, I'm tired of being out on this road. You know, I got my line that I want to do and blah, 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 blah. And by the time he ended it, I said, be okay with where you are. And when you're not okay, leave.
Wow. That's a t-shirt.
You know what? It's just that simple. It's like either be okay with it or leave. But don't sit there talking about, you know, all of that bad energy and, you know, mouthing off. It just comes around and wraps itself around you.
Ooh, girl, you done preached a word.
I'm just saying, stay clear.
Wow. Wow. Yeah, be careful. Who you choose to honor determines your success. Some people, you're not successful because of who you chose to dishonor. Some of you are not successful because you refuse to forgive. Some of you are not successful because you won't apologize. Now, I have certainly been out of order with some people who I love and respect. You know what I do? I go back. I apologize. If I have to get on my knees, I'm sorry. You know, I was crazy. Y'all know something wrong with me. Like, I have had to apologize in humble, meek, just submission and remorse. And I've had to do that. So I don't want to be out of order when it comes to honor. You know, the Bible gives us 10 commandments, and the one with a promise says, honor your mother and your father, so that your days can be long. I say, honor the people, treat people how you want to be treated, not how they treat you. Doesn't mean that you don't have any boundaries, but it means that if they are crossed, you're going to deal with them sensibly. So the law of honor, the last law. Like before we take a break is the law of planting the seed. And in our next show, I'm going to talk a lot about reaping and sowing. I've got something for you that you've probably never heard before. And when I heard it and started to put it together, it was mind blowing. So you got to stay tuned for the next episode for that. But this one. The law of planting the seed. This is the seventh law under law and order under our topic, proceed with caution. And it basically said seed plus expectation equals harvest. You see, the gentleman that you just talked about, he was planting a seed by being on the road, but he didn't expect it to blossom. So guess what? That nasty word wrapped on back around him and he cannot grow. When you plant a seed, you got to know it's going to grow. When you put your time and energy in, you have to know, which is where honor comes in. Because if you have honor, you'll be okay where you are. And until you're not, then you'll leave. So it all wraps together. But the harvest is here. The time is now. Like I've been saying, coming out of this pandemic, you'll be a millionaire, billionaire witness. I know, because this pandemic is not going to be over for quite some time, that there are going to be a whole lot of people who said, Lynn, you're right. I increased my net worth and I'm either a millionaire or I'm on my way. And there'll be a whole lot of people who'll still be trying to figure out what happened. So that's the law of planting the seed. You've been planting a seed light for a very, very, very long time. A seed of truth, a seed of stability.
I'm gonna eat it.
And you are now living in your harvest. Look at you, girl.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Tell us about your TV show, and we only got 2 minutes, but you got so many things happening.
Listen, Partners in Rhyme, that's the name of the TV show, and it's about me mentoring a young hip-hop internet sensation who happens to be my niece. And it's old school versus true school, new school versus old school. It is it's funny, and it hits a chord. It's an unorthodox family, myself, my brother, my niece. We all live in California, and we're trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents.
Wow. And then you're going to shoot this movie. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Can you give us the name? Can you give us something?
Sure. The movie is called Hip Hop Christmas.
Woo! Oh, that's going to be a classic. Who's in it with you?
You know what? That's a good question. I don't even know.
Okay. All right. Well, you'll find out when you get there.
Yeah,
all right.
I sure will. I'm excited about it, though, but thank you very much. And, I look forward to joining you whenever you need me, my sister.
Yes. Well, we are proceeding with caution. We need wisdom, and then we need law and order. We got our laws in order. I'm going to review them, but right now we're going to take a break. Please don't go anywhere. Get your pen and paper so you can write it all down and get to where you're trying to go. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And if you are here, there is still life in you. There is still greatness in you. There is still possibility in you. There is still love in you. There is still truth in you. There is something else for you to do. And right now, it is time for all of us to proceed with caution. The message upon which I based this entire series for the past few episodes is Ephesians 5:15 through 17. The King James Version says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understand the will of the Lord." The Christian Standard Bible Version says, "Pay careful attention then to how you walk, not as unwise people, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." I just want to break this sentence down. It says, pay careful attention. Pay attention, everybody. We have to watch ahead of us, behind us, and on each side. And when the pandemic first hit, I made a conscious, deliberate, and consistent decision to stay my butt in the house, because I knew and understand what God had done for me and my family. And I knew that there was no chance that I could get sick. the entire empire that I've been building for several decades would have come crashing down, because there were things that I had created that only I could do. And the pandemic hit, and I hadn't had time to put it out and push it out and get folks trained and fly people in and teach and train. So we went from one day going outside, talking, looking, smiling, you know, eating, whatever, moving around, to the next day we couldn't. So pay careful attention. Understand what your mission is. Understand what your goal is. If you don't know how to get back into that, go to AskLynn.org. Get in the Master Achievement Plan. Get in some coaching. Get a partner. You need someone on this path with you, and you look around yourself and your life and your family and your business and your friends and your job. You may not find anybody. I've got people all over the globe who are ready to partner with you. Pay careful attention. It says, then to how you walk. Pay careful attention to how you walk, how you talk, who you talking to, who you sitting next to, where are you going. It does not mean be paranoid. It simply means exercise wisdom and exercise caution. Keep your mask on. Stay over there, okay? Stay 6 feet away. It's okay, everybody. And this has nothing to do with your politics. This has nothing to do with who put the law in place, who's in office, who's not. This has to do with life. I have seen one too many children be buried because of this disease. Unmasked, unvaccinated, unprotected, out there. Now they want to go put the mask mandate in place. Now, but that woman lost her child. That baby is gone. Now, I'm already upset about the grown folk, but you start messing with my children, with these babies? Come on now, be careful. Just be careful. Proceed with caution. Then it says, not as unwise people, but as wise. Don't let's not walk around like we don't know what's happening. Sometimes the very thing that you don't want to do, and you saying, I'm not doing it. The only reason you haven't done it is because you said you weren't going to do it. Even if you see some new evidence that suggests that you should, because you said it, you don't want to do it. I know somebody right now in leadership who kept saying one thing and then came to understand something new. And when he was asked to go say, well, can you go tell everybody what you learned that's new? He didn't want to do it. And he literally said, because I've been saying this for so long, I can't go back. Come on now. That's not wise. It is unwise. The next part says making the most of the time. Did you make the most of this time? Let me tell you, I created so many businesses. I created streams of income. I helped other people do the same. I got my mind straight, or tried to at least. I poured as much as I could in the things that God has given me. And I'm not perfect. I'm not saying that to say that I'm so special and I'm so great. But if I were asked the question, if I was asked the question, Lynn, did you make the most of this time? I can honestly say yes. I can honestly say yes. Now, there's some things I didn't do. I did not exercise. Okay, maybe I didn't make the most of the time. I got to get my fitness thing on. I've got to start working out. I've got to, you know, maybe meditate more. I've got to do some other things. But in general, I made the most of the time. It said, because the days are evil. Now, if you all don't think these days are evil, I don't know where you're at. I don't understand it. The times are crazy. This is strange. It is unusual. And it is weird. It is flat out off what's happening in this world. All of it is off. I feel like we need to go back, like the people in Egypt, honey, Israel, coming out the wilderness. I just feel like this is unprecedented. But the truth is, it's happened before. Let's learn from the past and move forward. It says, finally, so don't be foolish. Now, there's a whole lot of other words that I want to use. And, you know, I can't say them in public or on the air. So foolish is going to have to suffice. Don't be foolish. That's what the word says. Don't be foolish. And then it says, understand what the Lord's will is. You got your will or his will. and his will is going to win. My sister, Michelle McKinney Hammond, says, God is only underwriting one vision, his. You're going to have to pay for your own vision. So I don't want to pay for my own vision. I want to be in alignment with his, and I want you to be in alignment as well. I love you. I love you. I love you. Go to AskLynn.org. Listen to this show again at LynnMillionaire.tv. LynnMillionaire.tv. You can listen to the episodes again and again and again. I love you. I love you. I love you so much. Share this message with someone who you love, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.